Dateline Washington, Thursday, January 22nd, 2009. Hello again from the nation's capital. I'm Greg Corumbus. In this edition, we're closing down Guantanamo Bay. That's the executive order Thursday from President Obama as he makes good on one of his campaign promises. The big question now, though, is what will happen to the existing detainees at Gitmo? Will they be brought to facilities on the mainland or sent to other countries or potentially even freed? We'll talk about that as well as the real Guantanamo Bay track record with former Indiana Republican Congressman John Hostetler. Also in this edition, are we about to see a step backwards in the quest for energy independence? We'll talk with Dan Kish of the Institute for Energy Research about an apparent effort by the Obama administration to roll back efforts by the Bush administration to open up domestic exploration off the Atlantic and Pacific coasts. Plus, Roe v. Wade plus 36 years. It was this date in 1973 that the U.S. Supreme Court legalized abortion in this country. We'll hear a very personal perspective on the life issue from Oklahoma Congresswoman Mary Fallon. One of her early political campaigns was potentially complicated by an unexpected pregnancy. You'll hear what decision she made and how she views that decision nearly 20 years later. And we'll have our weekly visit with John Gizzi of Human Events. All that, plus Thursday's headlines, follows our conversation with former Congressman John Hostetler, and that begins right now. My first guest in this edition is former Indiana Congressman John Hostetler. For six terms, he represented the 8th Congressional District in the Hoosier State. He is now the author of Nothing for the Nation, Who Got What Out of Iraq. And today he joins us to talk about the decision by the brand new Obama administration to close the detention facility at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, within 1 year. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be with you again.
This is certainly something that the president promised on the campaign trail over and over again, so it probably shouldn't come as much of a surprise. What are your thoughts as you see this executive order come down today?
Well, it's interesting that on the campaign trail, and having campaigned myself, I can understand how these how the emotions can sometimes drive the mouth to say things that are virtually impossible to accomplish. But we recall that Barack Obama on the campaign trail said that the first act in as president would be to close Guantanamo Bay down immediately. Now the executive order calls for that to happen within a year, and given what we know about the executive order to this point, there are still a lot of conditions, and one of those conditions is not necessarily that another location has been found. The administration, according to what we understand about the executive order, is under the impression that all of the detainees will be able to be disposed of within the year, either as a result of being tried and convicted and or acquitted of crimes, or being sent to another country. And that is, I think, fairly optimistic. But the executive order gives a lot of wiggle room, you might say, to the administration, even to the extent that it is an executive order and can be repealed at any time. And so this is, I think, much more political than it is substantive, in that the time is going to be much longer than candidate Obama suggested whenever he was on the stump, and the fact that that they are assuming that all of these detainees will be able to be disposed of in the next year, and I just don't think that's going to be possible. And so the question is, where are these individuals going to be moved to? And I think that's the area that is going to become of great controversy, and has already in some, for example, the senator from the state of Kansas saying that we're not going to put them at Leavenworth. And so there are a lot of issues still swirling around Guantanamo Bay that have to be answered.
Congressman, if in fact Guantanamo is closed and there needs to be a new place to house the worst of the worst that remain at Guantanamo, what do you believe is the best case scenario? Should we bring them to the mainland? Should we farm them off to other countries where they can be detained? What is the best plan B here?
Well, that's an excellent question, and the point is that I don't believe that we can put these people on foreign soil under our control, because there will be, I think, the suspicion among not only the ACLU types in America, but but internationally among the press across the world that if this is done on foreign soil, then the question that will arise is the Obama administration doing this to facilitate a policy of extraordinary rendition so that detainees and their interrogations are kept from the American media and from others. So I don't think that they can do this on foreign soil because of the perception that's been created around extraordinary rendition and the mission at Guantanamo. And I don't think that they'll be able to do them at places like in locations such as Guam or Puerto Rico, because once again you get the idea that these are locations that are far from the mainland, far from plain sight. And so I think they're going to have to be locations on the mainland, or else at least in the within North America itself. And so the question is, whose backyard do we dump these terrorists, and do we do it in just one backyard, or do we farm this this danger out to several locations across the United States? And then you start asking the question, okay, where is it possible that the next terrorist attack will happen? And we've seen in places like Afghanistan and Iraq these sites where detainees have been held as the places of tremendous violence. And so would terrorists abroad see this as an opportunity in someone's backyard in America to create tremendous havoc by attacking a location in the United States? That's not going to happen on Castro's Cuba, but it could very well be a target in the United States.
We're talking with former Indiana Congressman John Hostetler. And Congressman, in terms of your own opinion on Guantanamo, obviously the detention facility was set up shortly after 9/11, once we began to apprehend some of these deadly figures from Afghanistan. And, of course, you were in Congress until early 2007. The reputation of Guantanamo through the mainstream media, through critical organizations, is that it's a place where torture ran rampant. We know from very late in the Bush administration that at least one person was set free because of what was deemed excessive interrogation. But overall, what do you believe is the track record of the U.S. military at this facility?
Well, I think the track record of the United States military is exemplary, and you can find instances across the United States of situations where domestic law enforcement has gone too far in their questioning, has gone too far in their execution of their duties, and there are, I think, situations where even domestic law enforcement will say there are instances of abuse, but they would not want the entire mission of domestic law enforcement to be characterized solely as one of abuse. And so, and I believe that we have to realize that the mission in Guantanamo was established and is today an intelligence gathering mission. And so what we are going to find out is that the perception that has been created about Guantanamo Bay being a place where we house criminals as opposed to where we house individuals who may and have given us important actionable intelligence for the battlefield, we're going to find out that mission may be ended. And so that is going to be a danger to our men and women in uniform, because once again that perception has been created that this is where we keep bad people that have committed crimes. This is where we keep bad people in some cases that have committed crimes, but more importantly and more generically, this is where we keep people that can tell us things that we need to know to win the war. And because that capability may be ended as a result of the perception that's been created, I think we're just going to learn in the future how terrible a decision it was to close Guantanamo Bay.
Talking again with former Indiana Congressman John Hostetler. And Congressman, you mentioned, and I believe just about everyone agrees with the fact that this is an intelligence gathering operation. From what you know from your time in Congress and even in the couple of years since then, just how much quality intel have we gotten through interrogation from the detainees at Guantanamo?
Well, it's not only, we know that it's not only been important for the battlefield, but it's also been important with regard to domestic law enforcement and safety within the borders of the United States. So, and once again, it's as a result of interrogation of individuals who we believed could give us important intelligence, and even we have, and it's important to know as an aside, that there have actually been more individuals, more detainees released from Guantanamo Bay than are currently residing in Guantanamo Bay, and that several of these individuals that have been released have actually been recaptured on the battlefield, killed on the battlefield, and or killed American service personnel on the battlefield. And so I believe that it is that we are just going to learn in the future, once again, what a mistake it will have been to close Guantanamo Bay.
In the executive order signing ceremony today, with just about a minute to go here, Congressman, Barack Obama, the president, and his new White House counsel, Gregory Craig, basically said a process would be in place to determine what to do with the remaining detainees. Does that suggest they don't really know at this point? And what do you expect them to end up doing here?
Well, I think that's an excellent point. A process has been put in place to adequately assess the intelligence, the quality of intelligence that can come from these people. What the Obama administration has done effectively is put a time limitation on that process. And detainees will learn from their lawyers that if they can stick it out for a year, that they might not have to give us the intelligence we need to keep our men and women in uniform, safe on the battlefield, and Americans safe at home.
Congressman, unfortunately, our time is up. Great of you to be with us again, sir. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks for having me.
Former Indiana Congressman John Hostetler. For 12 years, he represented Indiana's 8th Congressional District. His new book is entitled Nothing for the Nation, Who Got What Out of Iraq. This is Dateline Washington.